From the GPB Newsroom, good Thursday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Nearly a quarter of a million unemployment claims were processed in Georgia last week alone. The State Department of Labor says claims since March have eclipsed 1.8 million, which is more than a third of Georgia's pre-virus workforce. More than 36 million Americans nationwide have filed claims since early March. Today, the Georgia Supreme Court sided with the state in a case over the governor's constitutional power to appoint judges. John Barrow and Beth Beskin sued Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over his decision not to hold an election to replace Justice Keith Blackwell. Blackwell announced in February he would step down from the Georgia Supreme Court November 18, 2020. Upon Blackwell's announcement, Governor Brian Kemp said he would appoint a replacement, and that led Raffensperger to cancel candidate qualifying for a May election to fill Blackwell's term. Barrow and Beskin sued, saying their qualifying documents and fees should have been accepted to run for Blackwell's seat on the court. In a 6-2 ruling, the majority ruled that Governor Kemp's appointment was lawful under Georgia's constitution. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms today gave a virtual update on the city's COVID-19 response. Bottoms says city officials are still determining how federal funds from the CARES Act, about $88 million, will be spent.
Putting top of mind our need to provide support to our residents, business owners, nonprofits, and public organizations as we deal with this pandemic.
The city also received over 100 applications for the Strength in Beauty Fund. It supports cosmetology workers in the city. Republican attorneys general in 14 states asked President Trump Wednesday to form a state-federal partnership to hold China accountable for damages caused by coronavirus. The letter, which was co-signed by Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr, says the Chinese government may have failed to provide key details on the virus that led to its spread globally. Several U.S. virus patients and businesses are already attempting to sue China for damages. An invasive South American lizard that Georgia officials are attempting to eradicate has once again been sighted. The black and white tegu lizard was found this week in southeast Georgia's Tattnall and Toombs counties. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources says the Argentine lizards pose a threat to protected native wildlife like American alligators and gopher tortoises. And an artist in Brunswick is creating a mural in honor of Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed black man who was killed while jogging in February. According to the Brunswick News, Marvin Weeks, who grew up in the city, is behind the project. The building that will display the mural on Albany Street is slated to become the headquarters for the Brunswick African American Culture Center. So far, around $1,500 has been raised to pay for the project. There's more of today's stories at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.